Let's take a look at some high school sports happening over the weekend. In preliminary sub-states boys team tennis on Saturday, Class 1A Atlantic defeated Ballard 5-1 to advance. Atlantic got singles wins from Grant Podaisky, Cooper McDermott, Niall Peterson, Caleb Florey, and Caleb Williams as they advance without even having to play the doubles matches. Also, Clark beat Creston 5-2. In Saturday's action. In girls regional team tennis on Saturday in Class 1A at Red Oak, it was Red Oak downing Atlantic 5-0, Shenandoah topping Southwest Valley 5-0. In a 1A at Denison, Denison defeated Audubon 5-0, St. Albert over Harlan 5-0, and Denison beat St. Albert 5-2. In a 1A match at Norwalk, it was Clark over Norwalk 5-0, Clarinda beating Sheraton 5-1, and then Clark over Clarinda 5-2. In 1A action at Kemper Catholic, it was Kemper Catholic beating Creston 5-0, Glenwood beating Webster City 5-0, and then Glenwood beat Kemper Catholic 5-2 to advance. Also in 2A play, Lewis Central over Thomas Jefferson 5-0. Also from the weekend in the girls' golf action, the IKM Manning Tourney saw Boyer Valley win the tourney with a 4-10 total. Denison and Panorama each were 14 shots back at 424, and then Audubon is the only other full team that competed in that meet on Saturday, and they placed fourth overall. Katie O'Day of Boyer Valley shot a 97 and was medalist. Hannah Outhouse of Denison also shot 97 and lost on the tiebreak. Also, Panorama's Anna Dewis was third with a 100. Anna Puck of Boyer Valley shot a 101 for fourth, and Jasmine Turner of Audubon finishes off the top five, shooting a 102 Saturday. Also in the Storm Lake Girls Golf Tournament, it was Kemper Catholic winning that meet, shooting a 387, as they were better than Carroll, who finished second with a 394 total. Brooke Anderson of Humboldt with an 89 was the individual medalist in that tournament. McKenna Ludwig of Kemper Catholic shot 90 and placed second in a tie in that meet on Saturday. Also in high school soccer over the weekend in the Urbandale Girls Tournament, it was Lewis Central over Urbandale 1-0. Urbandale knocking off Thomas Jefferson 3-0. TJ beats Des Moines East 7-0. Ankeny Centennial in double overtime, a 1-0 winner over Lewis Central. Also in boys soccer, it was Lewis Central 2-1 over Sioux City North. In baseball action on Sunday, Yadier Molina homered twice and Adam Wainwright threw seven shutout innings to lead the St. Louis Cardinals to a 5-0 win over Chicago. Matt Carpenter also homered for St. Louis, which won for the eighth time in nine games. Chicago has lost 3 of 4. Molina recorded the third multi-homer game of his career. His last came August 21st of 2011 at Wrigley Field. He drilled a two-run homer off Jake Arrieta in the second and added a solo blast in the eighth. Wainwright allowed four hits in a 102-pitch stint. He struck out three and walked four. Carpenter's two-run drive came in the third inning. He was 1-for-31 before the round-tripper against Arrieta, his friend and college teammate at TCU. Elsewhere in the National League yesterday, Miami beat Atlanta 3-1, Philly over Washington 4-3, Milwaukee outslugged the New York Mets 11-9, Colorado beat the LA Dodgers 9-6, San Francisco over Cincinnati 8-3, and Pittsburgh in 10 innings 6-4 over Arizona. Interleague action saw the White Sox beat San Diego 9-3. In the American League, Mike Moustakas homered and drove in four runs to help the Kansas City Royals rally from five runs down to beat the Baltimore Orioles 9-8 on Sunday. Jorge Soler and Drew Butera also homered for the Royals. Soler's 464-foot shot to center leading off the seventh was the longest by a Kansas City player this season. The Royals have won four straight, matching a season high, and 6 of 7 since moving Alcides Escobar to the leadoff spot. Moustakas homered off of Kevin Gausman with Butera and Escobar aboard in a 5-run fourth inning when the Royals sent 11 men to the plate. Elsewhere in the AL yesterday, Toronto beat Seattle 3-2, Cleveland over Minnesota 8-3, Tampa Bay down Boston 11-2, Texas beat Oakland 6-4, the Angels over Detroit 4-1, Houston 10-7 over the New York Yankees. Also in Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, Iowa Cubs beat Salt Lake 11-10, while Omaha was an 8-4 winner over Las Vegas. In other Major League Baseball news, the Yankees say closer Aroldis Chapman will miss at least a month due to rotator cuff inflammation in his left shoulder. Chapman underwent an MRI Saturday after allowing a run while recording just two outs in the ninth inning of Friday's loss to Houston. He told manager Joe Girardi that he was fine after he left the game, but he admitted to a trainer that his shoulder was sore. The Yanks called up right-hander Chad Green from AAA and said Dylan Betances will close while Chapman recovers. In the NBA yesterday, the Golden State Warriors remain undefeated in this spring's NBA playoffs, but they needed a 25-point comeback to stay that way. The Warriors trailed by 25 before they took Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals in a 113-111 decision over the visiting San Antonio Spurs. Stephen Curry scored 40 points and nailed the tying three-pointer with a minute 48 remaining. Draymond Green followed with a three-point play that put Golden State ahead to stay. Curry delivered 19 points in the third quarter and went 7-for-16 on threes overall. Kevin Durant scored 10 straight during a key fourth quarter stretch on his way to 34 points. Golden State went on an 18-0 run after Spurs leading forward Kawhi Leonard left the game for good in the third quarter. Leonard re-injured his left ankle after scoring 26 points and grabbing 8 rebounds. Spurs forward LaMarcus Aldridge added 28 points and 8 boards. Warriors will host Game 2 tomorrow night. Well, the Anaheim Ducks have even the NHL's Western Conference semifinals at a game apiece. Nick Ritchie scored the game winner, and Ryan Getzlaff had 3 assists as the Ducks downed the Predators 5-3. Nashville led 3-2 midway through the second period before Andre Cachet and Ritchie scored about 6.5 minutes apart to give Anaheim its first lead in the series. Antoine Vermette added an empty netter to secure the outcome. Things looked good for the Predators after goals by Ryan Johansson and James Neal put them up 2-0 8.5 minutes into the game. Sammy Vatanen countered with a power play goal late in the opening period to spark the Ducks' comeback. John Gibson stopped 30 shots for the Ducks, who will head to Nashville for Game 3 tomorrow night. South Korea's Siwoo Kim has become the youngest winner of the Players' Championship. The 21-year-old Kim was nearly flawless in his final round at TPC Sawgrass, closing with a 3-under-par 69 with no bogeys for a 3-shot victory over Ian Poulter and Louis Oosthuizen. Kim gets $1.89 million for his second PGA Tour victory and also a 3-year exemption to the Masters for that victory. And NASCAR driver Eric Almirola has been released from the University of Kansas Medical Center a day after fracturing a vertebrae during a fiery wreck at Kansas Speedway. Almirola was trailing Joey Logano and Danica Patrick on Saturday night when they were sent into the wall in the first turn. Almirola plowed into Logano's car, the force of the impact lifting his number 43 car into the air. Safety crews removed the top of Almirola's car so they could remove him. He was taken by helicopter to the hospital, conscious and alert the entire time. And Richard Petty Motorsports said Almirola had a compression fracture of his T5 vertebrae. He was returning home to Mooresville, North Carolina, and he'll follow up with doctors in Charlotte as he recovers. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.